widest music variety right here at North Canterbury's Compass FM. Hey, so Shirley, how long have you been involved with the Woodend Spring Flower Show or the Woodend Garden Club?
Well, I retired at 70 and then I joined the Woodend Garden Club, and before long I was involved with the Woodend Spring Flower Show. So it's just nearly 4 years.
So. Oh, that is wonderful. Hey, Shirley, so how long has the Woodend Spring Flower Show been going for?
Well, would you believe it's our 90th anniversary, so we're very excited about that, and we're celebrating our show by showcasing the 1930 era, and so there's lots of highlights on the day, and we are actually progressing really well with, you know, a showcase that's certainly not to be missed by all.
So our 1930s, can we come along dressed up in 1930s style clothing? What have you got planned for us?
Well, we would love that. We welcome anyone who would like to join us on the 30th, which is between 1 and 4. And we are dressing up in that era. So, you know, we've got lots of displays. We've even got a vintage car out front, which will certainly delight you and all. And so I guess there's something there for everyone, even the children with the decorated bikes. And so that is a competition that's being judged by our mayor, Don. So, yes, I was going to say Don, but it's not.
Dan.
Oh, yes.
I think we might be even now, Shirley.
We are. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dan Gordon will be judging that. It'll be wonderful. And also, are you going to do the decorated bickies this year again? Like our kids did them a few years ago. And oh my word, that was so much fun, and seeing the delight on the kids' faces. I mean, to be honest, some of the bickies didn't quite make it to go on to display. But will you have that this year as well?
Oh, we will. And that's on the 27th of September from 10 to 12. And so we've got the decorated biscuits, which are always popular. And we have one or two members that do eat them.
Yep.
And so we've got the pine cones, which you can make into an animal. And we've also got the sports decorated person. And, you know, it's going to be a really fun morning. So please come along. You do have to register. So yep. Numbers are about 25 at present. Mm. So
oh, that's good.
So I'm really happy.
How many do you think you can take in that particular?
Well, they thought they would probably cap it at 50.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now, it's just $2 per child, and yes, all materials are provided. So you don't need to turn up. Just bring the kids.
Absolutely.
It's open to preschools to year 8 children. So I guess me as a parent, I probably can't really do. Maybe I could help.
You could help. We welcome helpers every year, so please do.
Now, if we would like to enter, make sure, Shirley was saying you enter beforehand, so just give, I think probably by the looks of it, Val a call on 313 8410. It's probably just nice and quick and easy. And I went for a walk last night, Shirley, and there's beautiful blossoms on the trees.
Perfect, absolutely. And I'm looking because at the moment I'm planning to make a bridal bouquet, oh, which is part of our entry.
Wow.
And so, yes, there's lots of beautiful flowers available, and so I'm actually, you know, about to start picking and putting them aside ready for the show.
So that is the entry that you're putting in as a bridal bouquet. What are some of the other things that people can enter in? Like, I've got daffies, or actually I've got jonquils in my front garden. Can I enter those?
You certainly can. There's a section there for novice, and so anyone can, providing you do register.
Okay.
And that closes the night before, which is the 29th. So please put your entries in as soon as possible. It would be lovely.
So Shirley, is there instructions with that as to when you should pick your daffodils for maximum, you know, so it doesn't fall over and get judged?
Well, ideally you should pick them the night before.
Okay.
So before the sun rises is a good idea.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I've actually put them in the fridge to slow the, you know, opening of flowers. So you could do them the day or a week ahead of time.
Some good tips. Are these secret tips that you're giving us there,
Shirley?
Well,
they are tips that judges, you know, give us, and also members of the garden club. And yeah, so we treasure any, you know, little hint or...
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, that's the one. Hey, Shirley, I also said that you've got a colouring competition available as well. Can we enter that too?
Oh, anyone can, all ages. So please Excellent. Do.
That's wonderful. And how do we get hold of the colouring and competition? I can see it on your Facebook page. But is it on your website? Do you have a website as well?
Yes, it is. It is on our website.
So you can check that out. I think it's woodendspringflowershow.webberley.com by the looks of this on our Facebook on your Facebook page.
That's it is, Steph, yeah. Yes.
That's wonderful. Hey, Shirley, thank you so much for coming in today to meet us. And we're looking forward to the Woodend Spring Flower Show. If you can just tell us again when it is and when it starts.
Thank you. So the Woodend Spring Flower Show is on the 30th of September and it's open to the public from 1 to 4 and a charge of $2, children free.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Shirley.
Thank you, Steve.
Compass FM.